Building community is a good thing, observes noted advocate for nonviolence Michael Nagler. And as with most movements for change, it begins with the conscious actions of individuals.
One can always do writing and speaking, but I think the most powerful mechanism is for individuals to learn compassionate modes of behaving and interacting with one another. And that will tend to spread, and community will build that way.
Nagler, who founded the UC Berkeley School of Peace and Conflict Studies, will be in Santa Rosa tonight as part of the Season of Nonviolence to speak on building compassionate community. The addition of that adjective, he says, serves as a reminder that everyone has an innate predisposition for empathy toward others.
Science tells us that we all have these capacities, but due to our conditioning, we don't habitually use them, and through disuse, they become atrophied, they become vestigial. So through kind of retraining the way that we think about ourselves and others, and retraining ourselves to look to the positive side of events and people, we can start eliciting some of that great capacity that we have in us.
Nagler's Meta Center Foundation, which teaches nonviolence, offers a set of 6 tips, which begins with active engagement with a personal spiritual practice. It also includes, Nagler notes, a caution to avoid exposure to negative stimuli.
Be really careful about limiting the exposure that you have to commercial mass media. I mean, entertainment media and news media tend to be really demoralizing in their presentation of the human being, and they tend and have tended for a long time now to emphasize violence. We know from scientific experimentation as well as common sense that once violence has been emphasized to a certain degree, it becomes the frame in which you see everything.
The buffer against this is holding an idealized vision of the future we hope to inhabit.
I think it's a very good idea for people to visualize the future that they want to live in. Just give yourself permission to think about what kind of a world you want, rather than being limited by what we see around us. If we had infinite capacities, if we had limitless resources, which in a sense we do have, what kind of world would we want to live in?
But external actions are also necessary, Nagler adds, such as working for social justice or peace, or most urgently, to avert climate change. Such collective action, he says, will ultimately pay multiple dividends.
What we would like to see is a resolution to that problem in the time allotted to us, which is between 4 and 10 years. And we'd like to see this resolution be brought about by nonviolence. And we'd like to see a community coming out of this, an activist community that's aware of itself, aware of its capacities to use nonviolence for social change. Not only will we have bought ourselves another lease on life, but we will have developed the capacity to deal with other conflicts and difficulties as they come up.
And they will, he adds, as conflict is virtually inevitable.
Nobody's aiming at a world free from conflict, but a world in which there are transformers in place, so that when there's a conflict, instead of being divisive and destructive and hurtful, it becomes a creative opportunity for us to get to know each other and, if I may say so, love each other all the more.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.